Black people have lost their lives. 50 million black people have lost their lives. The anti-lynch laws didn't come into effect until 5,000 black people had been lynched. No white man has ever been executed for raping a black woman. Yet black men have been lynched and castrated because they supposedly or did rape white women. The time has come when young people should begin to ask questions about what is going on around you. You have to start watching your police, turning in their badge numbers, and getting rid of the racist cops. Now, the case of Denzel Dahl is the second cause that I have to talk about, because no cop has ever been made to stand trial for unjustifiably killing a black man. No one has moved in this direction so that you don't have to bear that kind of guilt on your conscience as Caucasians that have the power to change the power structure by the things you say and the things you do. We want to win the case of Denzel Dahl and have Officer Bronkhorst stand trial for shooting a lone man down 6 times with a riot gun and once in the back of the head. Now you can hear me say this for the next year, and still you get little or no response from you. Those are your policemen. They are not the black man's friends. And those hippies that say that they're not my friend either, to simply withdraw and grow beards and make love, that don't straighten the police out either. You have to move in a direction that is going to bring about some kind of positive action. Now, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense moved to arm themselves and arm the communities, not to go out and shoot up white people on the right and the left of them, but to keep the police in check. Because the police don't care if they hit a man, woman, or child. They simply show their strength by this. I am currently associate editor of a new magazine called The Bay Viewer, which I would hope that you would look for on your stand. My slogan for it is, save yourself a trip to the ghettos, because it tells you what's happening. The Black Panther Party need your support, because they're going to have to still gather $5,000 bail. After that, have a court trial where they get completely exonerated for having committed no crime at all. I hope that you will think about what they were trying to do and not be so frightened by the potential you feel they might do.